talk to workers and inmates at the rescue home. Hinsdale, Illinois, August 4, 1909. There is my great pleasure in thinking there is somebody taking hold of this work, and if we can do the very work that is essential to be done, that is what God requires of us. We know the mothers brought their children to the Master. It don't say whether they were orphan children, it don't say anything about that. But those mothers came to Christ, and if they could get His blessing upon their children, then they could go forth with courage. After traveling a long and dusty way to get to where Christ was, the disciples were sending them away. "Why, this is not the place. You should not bring your children here," Christ is teaching. He said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 19, verse 14. There is a lesson that He taught the disciples that He wants every one of us to carry out. They are principles of love, and those are the principles of heaven. When we see the unfortunate, those who have fallen under the enemy, instead of pushing them right out in darkness, take and bring them into a home where they can have a connection with Christ. That is the best policy that can be done. Those that are united in this work and can carry it forward, they will see in the future that the Lord blesses all the efforts of tenderness and kindness. He wants everyone to see the Word of God. If they make mistakes, there is Christ to pardon. There is Christ to forgive. And thus it is with the parties that have been unfortunate. I believe that Brother Paulsom is doing a great work, and those that are united with him. That work needs to be done, and many souls will be saved. You know how it was with Christ, how he pitied those, and how faithfully they followed him, because they had the pity of the Savior. And he wants everyone that is in this house and on these premises to be in that position, that they will manifest the spirit of tenderness, of kindness and love. And if they will manifest this, there will be more good to come. They will see evidences of it, and the world will see that there is no more selfish work to be accomplished. What is Christ come to the world for? He saw that humanity did not recognize divinity. He was a human being from his babyhood, but yet here was Christ the Savior that was helping. Here was humanity helping humanity, and humanity was seeing how they could lay hold upon the divinity of Christ. There was humanity laying hold upon divinity, and in that way, many souls were saved. Now, I think that is the work that you are doing. Christ came to our world, and from a little child, that humanity in the human agents around him were instructed how to lay hold on divinity. Now this is the very instruction that you are giving, to lay hold on divinity. That makes the work of Christ a very important one. It is a work that many do not realize. Whenever he saw children, he would take them in his arms and bless them, and that would make the mothers interested in Christ. Every soul feels their weakness and how the enemy has worked to carry out his purposes. But the Lord sent Jesus to be our Savior. The Lord is ready to pardon all the transgressions if they come to him and accept his pardon, and humanity lays hold upon divinity. I am very glad to see the efforts that are being made. God will bless those that undertake it. We want every one of us to be helpers one of another, because that is Christ's work. Christ laid off his royal crown. He laid off his royal robe. He clothed divinity with humanity, that divinity might grasp humanity, and humanity might grasp divinity. So there is a combination that if every soul will take hold of Christ as their personal Savior and give themselves to him, he will receive them and be their Savior. I always feel a tender pity for the young that are brought up in a passionate manner. When I was in Europe, I saw one woman take a child. The child was 5 years old. She took that child right by the hair of the head, and she shook that child and shook it until she nearly shook its brain out. And then she took that child and threw it across the house. That is the way she treated her own child. Now Christ came that humanity might touch humanity. Christ gave his life to save humanity. That is the very work that you are trying to do, and I recognize that such a work would be for the glory of God. And if the mothers would give themselves to Christ and serve him and glorify him who has done so much to save them, the pitiful Savior will let his mercy and love rest upon them.
Don't let anyone be discouraged. We have a worldwide work to do, and we must do it. And if we meet around the throne of God, there will be those that will come to us and say, "If you had never helped me, I should not have been here." And then they will just embrace us. That has been presented to me again and again. Now let every soul see what Christ has paid for their redemption.